This is the hour that Madame Sylvia entreated me to call and know her mind. There's some great matter she'd employ me in. Madame? Madame?
Who calls?
Your servant and your friend. One that attends your ladyship's command.
Sir Eglamour, 1,000 times good morrow.
As many worthy lady to yourself. According to your ladyship's impose, I am thus early come to know what service it is your pleasure to command me in.
Oh, Eglamour, thou art a gentleman. Think not I flatter, for I swear I do not. Valiant, wise, remorseful, well accomplished. Thou art not ignorant what dear goodwill I bear unto the banished Valentine, nor how my father would enforce me marry vain Thurio, whom my very soul abhors. Thyself have loved. And I have heard thee say, no grief did ever come so near thy heart as when thy lady and thy true love died, upon whose grave thou vowedst pure chastity. Sir Eglamour, I would to Valentine, to Mantua, where I hear he makes abode, and for the ways are dangerous to pass, I do desire thy worthy company, upon whose faith and honour I repose. Urge not my father's anger, Eglamour, but think upon my grief. A lady's grief, and on the justice of my flying hence, to keep me from a most unholy match, which heaven and fortune still rewards with plagues. I do desire thee, even from a heart as full of sorrows as the sea of sands, to bear me company, and go with me, if not, to hide what I have said to thee, that I may venture to depart alone.
Madam, I pity much your grievances. Which, since I know they virtuously are placed, I give consent to go along with you, recking as little what betideth me as much I wish all good befortune you. When will you go?
This evening coming.
Where shall I meet you?
At Friar Patrick's cell, where I intend holy confession.
I will not fail your ladyship. Good morrow, gentle lady.
Good morrow, kind Sir Eglamour.